FM, and you are listening, and you are listening,
and you are listening,
and you are listening to
Into the Void.
Into the Void.
With me, Christopher Sharon.
There you are again, fading in and out of view, your brain slowly melting out of your nose, eyes, and ears, only dimly recognizable. You don't even know your name or why you're here. You don't even remember if you lived a life before this. You aren't sure why you feel so lost and filled with dread. You aren't even sure if it's dread you feel, because this is the only feeling you remember having. Everything seems tangible. Everything seems like it should belong. Even the aliens, with their infinitely omnipotent messages and the swirling patterns that resemble every piece of art you've ever seen. Everything is flowing like a tiny river, tiny little pixels, like nothing separates you from the air around you, and the air from the walls from the world outside them. You watch as every little piece is placed and moved methodically, completely erasing any notion you've ever had about free will. The dread turns to terror as you struggle to remember what you were sure was a normal life before this moment. You clench your fists, close your eyes so tight, tears roll down your cheeks as the space around you slowly forms into recognizable shapes. The aliens, the weird kaleidoscopes of color, the intellectually impossible messages that they attempted to convey slowly fade away. The familiar rapidly replaces the unknown, terrifying wonders that bludgeon you into nothing and everything. You are left speechless, unable to convey what you have learned, like waking from a dream. You grasp for a pen or microphone in hopes of somehow making a record of this glorious and bewildering occurrence, the profound yet fleeting, the ineffable, this, who knows anymore. Tonight is the fourth installment of Only Listen to This Once, a day where your brain will be destroyed. Tonight I will focus on modern mind-melting music. Music that I look forward to unearthing as it comes to me. Music that was never there until it was here. Crumb were always humble on the surface, their music equally subtle. The type of soulful psychedelia that's ideal for introspection, yet without any explicit push. No label, no management, no booking agents. Crumb's streaming numbers surge to an intensity that countless unsigned bands only crave following the 2017 EP Lock It. Currently, the most popular song boasts 11 million streams on Spotify, an almost unimaginable number for a new independent rock band. This song is Nina from the new album that dropped this week, Fall Down.
Thank you. My favorite space rock band from Russia is the wonderfully freaky and fantastic Matt Lander with Crimson Turtles from their album Seasons of Space, Book 1. Thank you. fellow Canadian musician Richard Reed Perry with his unique brand of post-rock psych chamber music. This is from his album that dropped yesterday. In a moment, let the song flow through you like a beautiful moment as it slowly washes over you.
I could stay here, I could be still and be here still. In a moment, there's a dream.
Favorite modern psych projects I stumbled upon shortly after high school. Well, I was correcting a poor interpretation of some Tool lyrics on one of those lyric websites we used to frequent when lyrics were hard to come by at that point in the past. Someone who read and appreciated the correction reached out to me through my displayed email address, pigsonthewing@hotmail.com. It was a fellow from Australia named Brock, who used to dress up like a hobbit with his friends and eat mushrooms in the foggy hills near where he lived. Magic mushrooms grew so abundantly there, he once shared a photo of a mushroom growing from a wet piece of carpet in his basement. He wrote to me and said, "If you like Tool, I bet you would love Porcupine Tree." This is Tinto Brass from their album Stupid Dream, a typical cheery effort from Mr. Steve Wilson. Luminarians is a San Francisco Bay Area band based quintet with has a psychedelic mind bender space rock sound. The group is notable for performances characterized by transcendent live video projections having incredible visuals. This is from their breakthrough album, High Frontier. This is Komen Tong. Psych rock outfit from Portland, Oregon. This is Mundo Duo with their song Sleepwalker. I composed this song a few years ago after getting burned on a 50 sheet, which ended up being some strange research chemical that had a severe, speedy, melty effect with tons of bizarre light distortions and geometric representations. It also made everything taste like terrible chemically synthesized grapefruit for hours. This is a song from my new album about to be dropped called Only Listen to This Once a Day or Your Brain Will Be Destroyed. This song is called Still Living Through Chemistry.
Thank you.
yet another fresh song from this month. This is Nuclear Bomb by Dead Coast. Dead Coast? Yeah. Some emerging psych surf band from the UK. This is some sort of like, I don't know. I had something I wanted to describe about it, but it's good. Check it out. Enjoy. Since 2007, these DIY sonic alchemists have been creating whacked-out soundscapes and songs that appear to have been born from another universe. all from the confines of their sonic bunker. This is Cult of Dom Keller with Dead Seas. Good to watch you melt with me in this infinitely expanding void again. As always, remember, no matter how freaky things get and how dizzy you may feel, it'll be okay. And if it's not, and it's your time to get off this wild ride, know that the energy can't die and you will transcend forever. This genre-defying supergroup featuring Bill Laswell, Buckethead, Bootsy Collins, Bernie Worrell, and Brian Mantina. This is Praxis with their first single, Animal Behavior. Good night. And have yourself a wild, safe weekend.
Yeah. Yeah.
the sea bubble.
Welcome to the